KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly sunny and 59 degrees in Atlantic. The dense fog advisory that was in effect for a portion of our listening area has been canceled. The counties removed from that advisory that was set to expire at 9 o'clock include Carroll, Boone, Story, Dallas, Polk, Madison, Union, and Ringgold. These counties, however, still remain in the dense fog advisory, and that includes Monona, Crawford, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. All those counties are still in that dense fog advisory through 9 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Almost 100 Iowa school buses have been repeatedly labeled unsafe to transport children in the past 5 years. The Des Moines Register on Sunday reported that gaps in the bus inspection system make it possible for buses to return to service without being fixed. Iowa rules don't require re-inspections of buses that have been deemed unsafe, so it's up to school districts to make sure repairs are done. The state inspectors also don't keep detailed records about what repairs are needed to the after the inspections of more than 7,500 school vehicles. There are no penalties for the districts with repeat safety problems. Among the 67 districts that had at least one bus cited with the same serious category of mechanical or safety deficiencies in multiple consecutive inspections during the past 5 years, according to the Register's review of the records, is Audubon, AHST, Carroll, Corning, Creston, Fremont Mills, Guthrie Center, Lenox, Lewis Central, Logan Magnolia, Panorama, West Central Valley, and Woodbine. Iowa Senator Amanda Reagan, a Democrat from Mason City, said the Register's findings suggest that state bus inspection rules may need to be reviewed. News time is 8:02.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you. A 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones require a data package.
A group of Floridians who volunteered Sunday to greet Iowa delegates at the Republican National Convention in Tampa downplayed the idea severe weather would do much to dampen the experience for Iowans. Tina Skipper of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, says the Gulf Coast is prepared for hurricanes and the torrential rain that can accompany tropical storms.
A lot of people get really frightened, but most areas have a good disaster system going on, and they're really in good hands. They should not be that afraid.
Canceling the opening day of the convention was the smart thing to do, according to Skipper. The Iowa delegation's hotel is about an hour's drive from the convention hall in Tampa. The name of the establishment is Sunset Vista's Beachfront Suites, and it's on Treasure Island. The hotel sits along the beach of the Gulf of Mexico. Christine Biermeyer, who works as a nurse at a nearby hospital and said she volunteered to greet Iowans on Sunday morning, she says that she's not interested in joining Iowans who may go out on the beach to see the storm roll across the Gulf.
I'm not a thunder and lightning person, so I'll stay home, thanks.
The hotel distributed a tip sheet of safety precautions to guests, including advice to close the drapes if the winds in the area become fierce, but noting that the windows and doors are hurricane rated. In a telephone briefing for thousands of reporters Sunday evening, convention organizers said they had rearranged a speaking schedule for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. Nearly two dozen Iowans who support Ron Paul are delegates at the Republican National Convention this week, and while the convention's opening day has been canceled because of the tropical storm bearing down on Tampa, this group of Paul backers is focused on the storm brewing within the GOP. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa Republicans sent 28 delegates to the GOP's National Convention, 23 of whom support Ron Paul. Even though they concede Mitt Romney has the nomination sewn up, they are hoping to be able to vote for Paul rather than give Romney a unanimous send-off from Tampa this week. Paul backers are also upset about proposed party rules for the next presidential nominating season in 2016. Delegates from each state to the GOP's national convention would be bound by the results of primaries and caucuses. That would prevent what's happened this year in Iowa, with Ron Paul supporters comprising more than 80% of the Iowa delegation, even though Paul finished third in the Iowa caucuses. On Sunday, Delegate Steve Anders of Council Bluffs told Radio Iowa he doesn't know what to expect at this convention.
A lot of indecision, everything about what's going to happen, and pretty much have a divided camp within the Republican Party, establishment versus Ron Paul. That's what we're here to see. We're going to support Ron Paul.
Anders and his wife were among those who gathered in a Tampa stadium on Sunday for a Ron Paul rally. I'm O.K. Henderson at the Republican National Convention.
And the race between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney to amass the requisite 270 Electoral College votes needed for victory is exactly where it was at the start of the long, volatile summer, focused on seven states that are up for grabs. Neither candidate has a significant advantage in Iowa, Colorado, Florida, Ohio, Nevada, New Hampshire, and Virginia. Those states offer a combined 85 electoral votes. All this is, according to the Associated Press analysis of polls, spending on television advertising, and numerous interviews with Republican and Democratic strategists in the battleground states. If the election were held today, the Democrat Obama would have 19 states in the District of Columbia offering 247 votes in his column or leaning his way. Republican Mitt Romney would have 24 states with 206 votes. Elsewhere in the news, one person has been hospitalized after a house fire in Mason City. The Mason City Fire Department said two people were in the home when the blaze began Sunday morning. One of them reported it. Damage was listed mostly to the bedroom. The fire cause is being investigated. The name of the injured person has not been released. As many as 100,000 visitors are expected in Boone this week for the Farm Progress Show, the region's biggest event of its kind. Dina Morgan is a spokeswoman for the 59th Annual Exposition, showing off everything that's new in agricultural production.
We've had so much interest in exhibit space that we did actually have to add another street. So there's 13 streets that you can walk through and see all the latest products in agriculture here at the Farm Progress Show. We have probably about 500 exhibitors. And our show site sits on about 75 acres.
Morgan says visitors will be seeing the latest in agricultural equipment and technology, as this is the place where many companies will roll out new products and campaigns.
One of them is a versatile combine, which is coming from Canada, and that's brand new this year. And we also have some products from Salford that are going to be brand new this year. And there's a brand new Case Quad Track that's going to be at the show this year, too.
Morgan was asked how this year's enduring drought will have an impact on the show.
So far, it has not affected any of our exhibits or anything that exhibitors had planned to showcase at the show this year. I think the feeling is still pretty optimistic in ag, even though we have been in a drought year this year. Certainly, farmers know that it's going to happen all over again next year.
The show runs tomorrow through Thursday, and it rotates locations every other year. Boone hosts the show in the even-numbered years, while Decatur, Illinois hosts it in odd-numbered years. The Iowa State Patrol is warning motorists to expect slow traffic along the roads near the 2012 Farm Progress Show that starts tomorrow in Boone. Organizers expect 200,000 people to attend the three-day event and that 20,000 vehicles will travel to Boone County each day. Roads where heavy traffic is likely include Interstate 35 near Ames, U.S. Highway 30 between Ames and Boone, and State Highway 17 near Boone. The patrol says traffic will likely be the heaviest from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Taking a look now at world headlines, Tropical Storm Isaac is heading for the northern Gulf Coast. Forecasters say it could grow into a hurricane and possibly hit late tomorrow, anywhere between west of New Orleans and the edge of the Florida Panhandle. Much of South Florida is under a tornado watch. The 53,000 residents of St. Charles Parish near New Orleans have been told to leave ahead of Tropical Storm Isaac. The governors of Louisiana and Mississippi have declared states of emergency. Work has stopped on oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico that account for 8% of the daily natural gas production. And Amtrak has canceled train service in Louisiana for tomorrow and Wednesday. Today has been an especially violent day in Afghanistan. U.S. military officials say two American soldiers were killed by one of their Afghan colleagues in the east. Afghan officials say insurgents beheaded 17 people for attending a dance party in a Taliban-controlled area, and 10 Afghan soldiers were killed in an attack at a checkpoint in the south. And some people along parts of the U.S. West Coast and Central America are still shaking, but there are no reported injuries from yesterday's more than 30 earthquakes. The U.S. Geological Survey said dozens of small to moderate quakes struck southeastern California, knocking trailer homes off their foundations. And last night, a strong 7.3 magnitude quake struck off the coast of El Salvador, followed by a 5.4 magnitude aftershock about an hour later. News time is 8:10.
Introducing the plan that revolves around you. The new Share Everything plan from TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's the first plan of its kind. Now get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and a single pool of shareable data that powers up to 10 devices, including smartphones, tablets, hotspots, and more. Plus, you can use your smartphone as a mobile hotspot for no extra charge. It works for individuals or families.
And right now, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S3 with S-Beam to transfer files to and from Galaxy S3 devices for just $199.99 for 16GB or $249.99 for 32GB.
And right now, with Verizon Wireless, you get more 4G LTE coverage than all the other networks combined in over 300 cities and counting. Visit the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-3032 to find out more. Activation and other fees apply, subject to customer agreement. Coverage details at VZW.com.
And the funeral announcements, Norman Bryant Kading, age 88, of Casey, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Norman Kading will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Joyce Ann Moraine, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Joyce Moraine will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Bernice Beyer, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bernice Beyer will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Specht Christopher, age 68, of Anita, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Jackie Christopher will be held on Thursday at 10:30. At the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Milford Mick Pardee, age 89, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A celebration of life memorial services for Mick Pardee will be on September 3rd at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Winifred E. Rudin, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Winifred Rudin are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.